If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
A lustful comment on an OnlyFans model's TikTok has landed presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the hot seat. Kennedy, 70, was called out after a comment from his official TikTok account reemerged. The independent politician denied interacting with the scantily clad woman's post and blamed the incident on his social media manager, RadarOnline.com has learned. The comment in question was made in September 2022 on Tyler Idol's TikTok video, in which the model showed off her backside in black booty shorts. Kennedy's verified account commented "Wow" along with two emojis surrounded by hearts. After the comment resurfaced, TikTok users flooded replies with hundreds of comments trolling Kennedy. While Kennedy's account removed the comment, Idol doubled down. She followed up with a screen recording of her original video featuring the comment that redirected to the presidential hopeful's official page. Idol captioned the video, "You got my vote." After Idol's original video racked up 5.3 million views, the 70-year-old addressed the social slip-up on Friday. "Do people really think I was TikToking in 2022? The TikTok comment in question was made in 2022 long before I ever had a TikTok account. This comment now appears on my account because the account was previously owned by one of the campaign's young social media managers," Kennedy explained in a follow-up post. "When I announced my run for the presidency in April of 2023, the team wanted it broadcasted on every social media platform, including TikTok. However, TikTok does not allow live streaming for accounts that have less than 1,000 followers," he wrote in a third post. The social media manager decided to transfer his account, which had around 1,500 followers, to me in order to stream my announcement on TikTok. The Kennedy campaign attempted to remedy the slip-up by placing sole blame on 33-year-old social media manager Rejune Murphy. Campaign spokesperson Stephanie Speer echoed Kennedy's tweets and insisted that the comment was by Murphy prior to the creation of Kennedy's official account. While Kennedy isn't the first public figure to face scrutiny over engaging with explicit material on social media, the comment scandal is the last thing his longshot campaign needs. As TikTok users mocked Kennedy for being caught slipping, one user took a shot at the Kennedy family's womanizing history. "Well, he is Kennedy. So no, we know that family history on culture," the user noted in reference to his late uncle John F. Kennedy and infamous rumors about being unfaithful to wife Jackie. RFK Jr. has been married to third wife Cheryl Hines since 2014.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.